welcome back to the AmeriChicks. I am Kim Munson.
I'm Molly Vogt.
And we are dissecting issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. Agree or disagree, let's have a conversation. Check out our website, AmeriChicks.com. That's where we are on Facebook and Twitter as well. And we have on the line with us Tom Baker. He is a former special agent with the FBI. And man, do we have some questions about what's going on in Washington. Tom Baker, welcome to the AmeriChicks.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Wow. Connecting the dots, and it doesn't seem like the mainstream media is connecting the dots, but was hearing all kinds of information, first of all, about this interview with General Mike Flynn, where they accused him of lying. But it sounds like he never even knew that he was doing an FBI interview. Comment on that.
Well, that is very problematical. And what's problematical about it is a number of things, but that the key individual doing the interview was a Peter Strzok, who was fired later, as we all know now, and that he was sent over to do the interview by McCabe, the deputy director at the time, who has also been fired, and one or both of them may actually be prosecuted. So just their involvement alone makes the whole thing very, very questionable and very troublesome.
Well, my understanding, at least this is kind of the latest revelations, is that it's kind of like they waltzed over to the White House and said, hey, Mike, you know, we'd like to just talk with you a little bit. They never told him that this was an actual official FBI interview. And then, of course, General Flynn was accused of lying. And it seems like this started the whole thing where they're trying to create a noose to try to get President Trump, is at least my opinion on it.
Well, okay, your opinion on it, that's very interesting, and I like the saying that you that the both of you use, right versus wrong versus left versus right. It's very difficult for any of us to discuss these issues around this investigation or around the policies around this investigation without being branded as either pro or anti-Trump and consequently dismissed. And I think there's some fundamental problems here in the federal government and in the approach to intelligence and law enforcement these days that this issue has surfaced, but they go beyond President Trump. And I hope that both the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress and in other positions in the government will be able to address these underlying problems.
Well, you know, one of the things that really got me, Thomas Baker, I heard that Comey basically admitted that under another administration, he couldn't have or wouldn't have even tried to do this. What do you think about that?
Well, and I heard that, too. That was when he was speaking at the 92nd Street Y in New York, and the crowd was cheering him. I think I'm extraordinarily disappointed in Jim Comey. He's disgraced himself. He's disappointed so many people in the FBI, current and former employees. His behavior has shown a very partisan side, and his ego has just run away with him right now. But he's almost a sideshow. The fundamental thing is that this whole investigation was handled poorly from the outset. And one of the big problems here is it departed from the traditional way of doing an investigation in the FBI, where the investigations, the interviews are done by field agents, then their work is reviewed by their supervisors, their management in the field office, and then in many cases, in important cases, by officials in FBI headquarters. In this case, they set it up, and actually Mueller started this after September 11th, and they did it in the Hillary case, and then in this case of Russian interference in the election, where a few people in headquarters, and I'm talking about McCabe and Strzok and one or two others, Strzok is a deputy assistant director of the counterintelligence division. He has a lot of responsibilities, yet they're making all the decisions in this case, and they're carrying out the investigation. Strzok goes from FBI headquarters to the White House to interview General Flynn in the particular thing you're talking about. That's so out of order. In the Whitewater investigation, in other investigations, it always was that the field agents went to the White House and interviewed people. I worked in Washington Field. I was the assistant agent in charge of the criminal division there for a while. We had many cases where we had to interview senators and congressmen. The field agent interviewed them. The supervisor reviewed his work. The decisions on how to proceed were made at a much higher level. When you have a small clique like this doing everything, it's bound to end badly.
Thomas Baker, you said something interesting about Trump versus, you know, people for Trump, people against, and then that kind of negates what people's opinions are. I've thought a lot about this, that what if this was Obama? What if everything was, you know, everything was turned the other way? How would I feel about this? I would feel the exact same way. Because if we live in a country where, as you mentioned, a few people here at the top are manipulating, or, again, this is my opinion, manipulating the information, trying to control the information, and to try to, I think, kind of brand a certain narrative, brand a person, go after a certain person to try to create this whole narrative, how would I feel? I would have to stand against those people doing that also, because that is not the American way. And we have to search for truth. We have to stand for truth on both sides of the aisle. So one other point on this, you know, there's the whole stroke page, the text messages, you know, stroke saying we will stop him, yep, which is very troubling. But this just came out last week. This was in The Federalist, I believe, by Bree Payton. And it says the Department of Justice destroyed the missing stroke page text messages before the Inspector General could review them. That is highly irregular also, isn't it, Thomas Baker?
It certainly seems to be. In fact, it took the Inspector General did find a batch, a 2 or 3 month period of their messages that initially the department and the Bureau couldn't find. And of course, the message, the text that have been published are also heavily redacted. So, yes, that is a troublesome point. There's a lot of troublesome points. In this actual matter, just limiting it to this with General Flynn, which I think is your focus right now, how this all came to the surface is at the sentencing last week, Flynn's attorneys pointed out some of these things, how the general was caught unawares, et cetera. And then the judge involved, who was very activist on this point of prosecutorial misconduct, Judge Sullivan, he has a reputation of being concerned about that. He put certain things forward, and Mueller himself responded. That's available. That information's available online. Mueller's memo in response is virtually unredacted, and he simply says to the judge, this guy should have known better, in so many words. He attaches a couple of documents to it, and that's caused some people to give a second look. One is a memorandum that McCabe wrote explaining his phone call with General Flynn and that he was sending the two agents over. That memorandum is dated in July of 2017. Of course, this incident happened 3 days after the new, or 2 or 3 days after the new administration was in office in January of 2017. The other document they attached was supposedly the FD-302, and this key and this whole thing about FD-302s becomes very key. The FD-302 that supposedly it was the FD-302 of Peter Strzok and his interview with General Flynn. And it's dated in August 2017. Now, the interview happened in January. And a lot of people have jumped on this because there is a relatively strict rule in the FBI that anything committed to a 302 is, and I can explain about 302s if you want me to.
We're just about out of time, so we're going to have you back on that. So go ahead.
Okay, well, anyway, that it was done, you know, this 6 or 7 months later. In fact, that's not what it is. It Strzok's recollections that he's telling the special counsel. It's somebody in the special counsel doing a 302 of Strzok in August. So the actual interview of General Flynn was not provided back to the court whatsoever. So that raises a lot of questions. and it probably was held back, or the rationale for holding it back was because of the national security information involved. Because as we all know, and everybody's talking around it, all of these phone calls in some fashion were monitored.
Right. Well, that goes to what we were talking about earlier about Google monitoring everything.
All of ours are being monitored, too.
Tom Baker, we are out of time on this. This is absolutely fascinating. Let's keep an eye on it. And, you know, let's just stay in touch, because I don't know what's going to happen on this, but this is really important information. And thank you for joining us this morning to bring light to this.
Yeah, so he is actually testifying again today. So
okay.
There's going to be more to follow.
So we'll be back in touch. Thank you so much. We
okay,
wish you and your
Kim
family
and have a great day.
A Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
For sure. So
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Wow, Molly.
Yeah.
Whew.